Good afternoon, everyone. This is Kara Hart reporting to you from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting's convention in Kansas City. We are out and about visiting with folks in the agriculture industry, and joining me here today is National Association of Wheat Growers CEO Chandler Gould. Chandler, thanks so much for joining us today. What's been going on with policy in Washington, D.C.?
Well, first, it's good to see you and appreciate the opportunity to be on your show today. You know, I think the most recent thing, clearly, Monday I had the opportunity to go to the White House with President Biden, the Vice President, Secretary Buttigieg, and watch the signing of the infrastructure bill, which has got quite a bit of money in there for the USDA, broadband, rolling out a lot of different programs, and then also strengthening our infrastructure system with our rivers and dams and railways. So that was my big highlight of the week for us and for wheat, and then also continuing to focus on reconciliation and what's going on there to make sure we keep the tax provisions out of there like stepped up basis, and then continuing to look a little further down the road at the debt ceiling, which we know is heading our direction here in just a couple weeks.
Let's talk a little bit more about that infrastructure package. There are a few good things in there for agriculture. We know we've seen a little bit of the breakdown, but let's talk about implementation. What could that look like through some of these agencies that will be implementing this infrastructure package?
Most definitely. I think you're going to see quite a bit of that come out definitely through the Department of Transportation. I think where we're going to see the most significant impact, you're going to see the programs come out from the USDA to help growers during kind of what I would call this gap period while we're updating our transportation system. It's going to take a little bit of time to get these projects rolled out. I mean, I would really be surprised if we saw any major groundbreaking happening until probably the third quarter of next calendar year to get that money rolled out. But overall, it'll increase our efficiency in transportation, hopefully bring down some cost of production, and then maybe even be able to help us address some of the inflation concerns that we're seeing across the country at this time.
You also mentioned you're watching reconciliation and the Build Back Better plan. Have you had a chance to dive into the details of what that looks like and what it could mean for wheat growers? Does it also mean tax increases? I think a lot of farmers and ranchers were watching that.
Well, we watch it and look at it and dig into it every day because it changes every day. I do think that the two chambers are getting closer on voting for it. You know, the way it's moving forward right now, our growers have specifically asked us to watch keeping stepped-up basis out, making sure that 1031 land exchanges are not harmed in that, and that the ability to gift and land and large equipment are all left out of that bill. And so that's been our primary focus on that. And so far, we have managed to keep those three major provisions out of the pay-fors right now. When it comes to whether or not farmers may be taxed, it's going to come down to how they structure the corporate tax portion of that. It'll definitely make a difference if you're a sole proprietorship or an LLC, but we do continue to work with Congress to make sure that they're not negatively impacted.
Before we go, I want to circle back on a topic you and I talk about a lot, and it's disaster aid. We've talked a lot about the WIP Plus program and its implementation. We haven't seen anything from USDA now that we know that that money's coming. Nothing about implementation. What have you been hearing? How soon do you think they could roll something out for this WIP Plus disaster program?
So the USDA actually sent out some information yesterday that they're going to roll out some WIP Plus program, and they did 100% of 2019, and they're looking at the additional $10 billion that's going to come out of reconciliation. I think the way I'm reading it right now, it looks like they're going to use their old regulation, the regulations they already had for WIP Plus, to roll most of this money out. Depending if reconciliation does pass that additional $10 billion, we continue to push them to change the way they run the quality loss program that is in there. But again, the major provisions of no longer having to be a D3 drought, a D2 drought for 8 weeks still qualifies you. So that'll still benefit almost all of our wheat growers and all the 20 states that we represent.
So just wait and see, I guess.
Wait and see. And, you know, actually, I wouldn't expect too much between now with the holidays. I think January and February are going to be some very big months.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
You know, I just want to let everybody know that we continue to look at the issue out in the Pacific Northwest with the breaching of the four dams out there that's being proposed by Congressman Mike Simpson. This is extremely concerning to us because 60% of our wheat in the PNW goes out that the Columbia Snake River transportation system, but 10% of all U.S. wheat goes out that river system to head to the West Coast. And so this issue is picking up some steam, unfortunately, and we will continue to work and advocate to keep those dams in place.
Once again, we've been visiting with Chandler Gould, the CEO of the National Association of Wheat Growers. I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.